Welcome into Season 3, Episode 10 of The Jake Boucher Show. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. And in today's episode, I'm going to do something I haven't done in a while, which is do a book review of a recent book that I just finished reading. And it's been a while since I did one of these. I think it was like probably 2018, if I was going to guess. I didn't go back in time and look through my previous episodes, so I'm just throwing out a guess. But anyway, I recently just finished up this book, I think last week, and I started to write a blog post about the book review, and I'm going to do a podcast about it too. And as a matter of fact, my most listened to episode of this podcast is actually a book review, which is kind of crazy. It was the Tony Robbins Unshakable book review that I did a while ago, a long time ago. And yeah, it's still giving me a lot of plays to this day, which is kind of crazy considering it was just a book review. But anyway, I just want to dive right into this episode, talk about this book, and hopefully one of you at the end of this, after listening to this episode, will have the desire to pick up this book and give it a try. So the book that I just finished reading is called Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. And Phil Knight is the founder of Nike. He was the CEO, but I believe he stepped down to a more, to a different role a few years ago because he's getting up there in age, so he doesn't want to run the company every single day and do all the day-to-day operation stuff and all that fun stuff. So Phil Knight, founder of Nike, and the thing about that book that was really cool was how each chapter was a year. So it started, and I don't have the book with me right now, but it started in the year 1962. That's where the book started, I believe. 1960, that's 62. One of those years right there. And every chapter was just a year. It went in chronological order, 1962, 1963, 1964, so on and so forth. And each chapter he would basically talk about the highlights of that year or the lowlights, the difficulties during that year, what he did during that year to build the company and, you know, bring it and move it along in the right direction. Phil Knight is, I feel like he's kind of an underrated entrepreneur. I feel like if you ask someone, some random person, like, oh, who's the CEO of, who's the founder of Nike? Not many people are going to be like, oh, it's Phil Knight. If you ask that about who's the CEO or founder of Microsoft, and then people are going to be like, Bill Gates? Like, everyone knows who Bill Gates is, and if everyone knows who Jeff Bezos is. And Phil Knight, on the other hand, even though Nike is one of the biggest companies in the world, Phil Knight's not too well known, I don't think. Like, I don't really know if he has too much social media. I don't know if he has a lot of social media coverage or if he even has accounts. I haven't looked it up. But Phil Knight, yeah, he's a very underrated entrepreneur, and he had humble beginnings. He was born in Oregon. He was big in the track back in the day, which is where he got the inspiration for Nike, because he was obsessed with running, obsessed with how shoes made or helped people run, you know, longer distances, like the comfort level, the feel of them, and all of that fun stuff. The scientific aspect of running and shoes in general is where he kind of got the idea for Nike. And I think a lot of people can relate to this part where he took a shot in the dark and just put it all out there to start this company, and his dad just wasn't on board. His dad didn't approve of it. His dad wanted him to just have a normal job and live a normal life. Just work a 9-to-5 job and all that fun stuff. Phil Knight just took it upon himself and just said, no, I don't want that life. And he started building this company. He started by, like I said, he took a shot in the dark. He went with one of his buddies and they went to Japan to meet with a shoe company or a shoe distributor, and they kind of worked their magic there. And it actually took a long time for that distributor to finally come around and start helping him out by shipping shoes over to the U.S. And one thing led to another, and they had so many issues with that company or that distributor over the years. And there's a lot of, like, the thing about reading that book was there's, like, so much stuff that went wrong in the process of building Nike. And just the illegal issues. They had to go to court a few times. They had no money for, I think it was like over 10 years. They constantly just had no money. So Phil Knight couldn't even pay himself. They were weighing if they wanted to go public for years. And they finally came around eventually, which then took the company off, or made the company take off. And there was just so many back and forth situations for Phil Knight. And it's just a lot. It goes into a lot of detail about all the struggles and successes of the company. And I think one of the other cool things about the book is he talks about his team. He talks about how his team was built, how the brains behind Nike came to be. And it's a bunch of different characters. It's like his former track coach at Oregon University became one of his co-founders. And they kind of expanded from there, and he got another few runners on the team in terms of like operations and all that fun stuff. And so there was like a core of like 8 to 10 people that were the brains behind Nike, and who were there from basically the very beginning, and they kind of built it into the empire that it is today, those 8 to 10 people. But it came with a lot of bumps in the road along the way, as everything does, as every great thing has. Everything has bumps in the road. And they overcame that. Phil Knight thought about quitting plenty of times, and he never did, which is the moral of the story for everything, is to not stop until you see success and you get where you want to go. Which I think that's like one of the biggest things that I took away from the book is obviously like he never gave up. He just kept pushing forward, even though he wanted to give up in so many different spots. He just kept pushing forward. He kept knocking down each and every door that was closed in front of him. He got up each and every day and kept pushing forward until he got where he wanted the company to go. And that was ultimately a global brand, to being a global brand and the most successful apparel company in the world. And that's what they are nowadays. He always hated Adidas when he started Nike. There was competition, and they overtook them, obviously, because Nike is still the biggest shoe and apparel company in the world. And yeah, so it's just a really, really awesome read that just brings you into the mind of the founder of Nike and how he just followed his gut, trusted his gut, and built one of the biggest brands in the world, and one of the most recognizable brands in the world, too. So I highly recommend the book to anybody who is interested in business or entrepreneurship, or just wants, if they're looking to build their own business. I don't care if it's a small business, a cupcake shop or whatever. There's something to take away from this book for every single person. Even if you're not into business, it's a really awesome read. And everyone knows who Nike is. I'm willing to bet that over like 90% of the world has some Nike product in their house. Whether that's a shirt, shoes, sweatpants, something like that. So I bet the majority of the world has a Nike product in their house somewhere. And yeah, so highly recommend the book. I don't want to go into too much detail in this podcast about the book because I don't want to spoil the book and give away all of the details that I would rather you read in the book. And what's the fun in me spoiling the book if it gives you no incentive to read it and learn? And I think I'm going to wrap up this episode now. I was going to say something else, actually. What the hell was I going to say? So I'm going to wrap up this episode right now. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you actually got the desire to go out and buy this book. Again, it's called Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. Easily get it on Amazon or any other bookstore. Barnes & Noble, maybe go walk into Barnes & Noble and get the book for yourself, because that's what I did. I think I did that three months ago or something like that. But anyway, highly, highly recommend the book. If you're in business, if you're not in business, doesn't matter. I think so many people will get enjoyment out of reading this book, and it's because it's so cool, and you get the behind the scenes of how Nike was built, which is awesome because it's one of the most well-known brands in the entire world, and there's a lot to learn from it too. So this, as you know, was season 3, episode 10, so this is like the finale of season 3, and I think I'm just going to go back to normal, just doing episode numbers instead of the seasons. I think that's what I'm going to do. Who knows, maybe I'll do seasons again one day in the future. I'm not sure, but for now, for the time being, I'm going to go back to normal, just doing episodes. I don't even know what episode's up next, 130, something like that. I'll have to double check. But anyway, so thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Go get the book, highly recommend it. Maybe get it for Christmas. It's a good Christmas gift. And thank you so much, and I will see you on the next episode, and have a great weekend.